If you're a recent transplant to San Antonio like me, here's a 101 to eating your first tamale. Do not eat the corn husk. I'm sitting in my car outside Delicious Tamales, where I've just finished gathering sound for this story. In my lap are a dozen pork tamales. I unwrap my first tamale, see it looks like a hot dog in a bun, and put the whole thing in my mouth, husk and all. Thankfully, I spit that husk out. Immediately, I Google and learn that swallowing the husk could have caused severe abdominal distress. I feel like such a Baltimore girl. Then I eat the pork inside and I get the tamale obsession. My tamales came from Valerie Gonzalez's store. She took me behind the scenes so I could see how it all comes together.
Right now, they are packing the dozens of tamales ready for sale for all these people that are in line.
Gonzalez is the owner of Delicious Tamales. She welcomes me with a warm smile and whisks me back past the customers. We're in a huge room with tables and carts and stacks of tamales. It smells like home cooking. San Antonians demand tamales at Christmas. In the weeks leading up to the holiday season, Gonzalez's business prepares up to 48,000 tamales a day.
The whirlwind, you know, popularity that we're going through with the tamales. It used to be a Hispanic cultural thing, but now it's not just Hispanics anymore, it's everybody.
Valerie says the secret to making a good tamale is passed down through generations of women.
The aunts, the grandmas, the sisters, everybody would get together and make the tamales while the men were outside enjoying themselves, waiting for the delicacy to come out.
And these gender roles date back to the time of the Aztecs.
We cook our own corn and we stone grind it the old-fashioned way.
And thus my misunderstanding. That corn, that's for the masa dough made from corn. But when I opened the foil to my first tamale, I saw the corn husk and I thought, there it is. The old-fashioned corn. Well, that's going to be tasty. Valerie takes me to the counter where David Gilsdorf is standing in line.
Family gets together Christmas Eve. I make chili. We have tamales. Someone brings beans. We make salsa. It's just a tradition.
What happens if you don't bring tamales home for Christmas? What would your family say?
Oh, they'd probably run me out of town.
Now, the only thing that you have to do, you need to open up your foil, make sure they're completely cooled off, and then you can refrigerate them.
Gilsdorf nods and leaves with his tamales. I decide it's time to head to destination number two, JJ's Tamales, just down the road. Jose Rodriguez is the manager. It took some time convincing him to let me come today. He said they'd be making tamales all day. I promised I'd be in and out in 10 minutes.
We got the pork jalapeno, we got cheese jalapeno, we got chicken and beans and jalapeno.
I tell Rodriguez I've just moved here from Baltimore and have yet to have my first tamale. He stares at me wide-eyed.
You never had a tamale before. I'm going to make sure so you can take some, so you can taste them. Our tamales are pretty good.
He's confident I'll like his tamales because of where he got the recipe. From his landlord. His landlord ran the business before it became JJ's.
It took my landlord, I think, like 2, 3, 4 years, you know, to make a recipe. And when he quit because, you know, he was making like 7,000 dozens of tamales on 1 year, you know, on one December. So he was very, very, very busy and he almost got a heart attack. So he quit because of that.
I'm beginning to think that tamales have taken over San Antonio. I want in on the secret to this booming business. But of course, Rodriguez can't give me the recipe. He does tell me what not to do when making a tamale.
A lot of times it doesn't have a lot of lard, so it comes out dry. The good tamales gotta have the exact, you know, amount of lard. So now with the spices, I won't say names, but some people put too much cumin, in the Spanish, comino.
It's time to let Rodriguez get back to his tamale making. I've learned some things today. What not to do when making a tamale, what not to eat when being served a tamale, and why it's worth it to place your order early and stand in line for this traditional holiday treat. Luisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio.